Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Yeah, we are. Hi, bitches.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon. We do this every Tuesday.
Do it. And I think I'm gonna take us away today. This first story comes from Sensual Nymph 2. And the title is, I couldn't stop squirting with my one night stand. And the tags are female 24, male 26, nonfiction, squirting cream pie. We love cream pies.
It's for real. It happened in real life.
No.
It said nonfiction.
Nonfiction is when it's not real.
No, it's not.
Your face when you looked. Shit, you're right. Oh my god, it's real, guys. Charlotte looked so disappointed when she just said that to me. This happened quite a while ago, and I've always meant to write a story about it, but honestly, I still think about this night all the time. I've never squirted from penis and vagina before this guy. Met him at a club on a night with some friends. I was wearing a short, tight black dress. He approached me while I was waiting to get a drink at the bar. He was hot, like really hot. Muscular, kind of clean cut, but not in a boring way. The kind of guy who knows he looks good. He was kind of an arrogant dick, but in a way that made it fun to talk to him. It was like he already knew that I would take him home, or I would let him take me home if he wanted. There was something about that really turned me on, like I was already under his control. Obviously, we ended up back at my place. The vibe was intense. There wasn't much buildup, no teasing or drawn out foreplay. I could genuinely feel how wet I was for him as we were stepping through the door. Immediately after closing the door, he pushed me up against the wall. He kissed me, slid his hand up my thigh and under my dress. There was something about the way it all happened. I was already losing it. I could feel myself soaking through my underwear. And when he pulled my panties to the side and he slid his fingers inside me, I felt my knees beginning to give way and he had to half hold me up. Oh my god, it's so intense.
Mm-hmm. She's ready for it.
Yeah. He moved me to my bed. I lay on my back and he pulled my underwear off me. I remember exactly how it felt when he finally slid inside me. My eyes rolled back in my head as he pushed fully inside. He was so much thicker than I expected and rock solid, probably harder than I've ever felt before. I felt my pussy clench around him and moaned and grabbed at my sheets just from the initial stroke. I could feel myself right on the verge of coming already. I could only think, oh god, how the fuck am I about to come already? I groaned loudly, but the feeling settled, but only very slightly. I'm not exaggerating when I say I came within like 20 seconds, maybe less. He hadn't even really gotten into a rhythm yet, just a few thrusts and my whole body started shaking. He made some sort of joke, teasing me at how fast I came. I was still too busy coming down from my orgasm to respond. Then he started to fuck me properly. Oh my god, it was so intense. I could feel my next orgasm rising from inside me. My whole body felt like I was roasting hot already. I must have been bright red in just the first couple of minutes. I was already so sweaty. I've squirted before. I've been able to make myself squirt. And I've had other people make me squirt when I show them how with fingers or toys, but never from penis and vagina. It takes a lot of strong and repeated pressure on my G-spot to squirt, which I've always found hard to get from penis and vagina.
Penis and vagina.
But there was something about the size and shape of his cock. I could feel pressure in all the right places. It was almost too intense. But once I felt that first wave of pleasure when he slid inside me, I was completely powerless. My body just wanted to take it and take it. Even when I would think, no, wait, this is too much. Stop for a second. I would weakly put out my hand to sign him to stop. But seconds later, I would pull it back, desperate for more of this endless pleasure.
This guy's got a magic dick. Good for him.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah.
I could feel myself about to come again, not long after my first orgasm. I could feel the heat building inside me. I could feel my G-spot lighting up with pleasure. I recognized the feeling of what was about to happen. I honestly couldn't believe it. I got a little nervous and wanted to hold back so I didn't completely soak him, but as soon as he pushed me over the edge, I couldn't hold it back at all. His cock slipped out of me and my pussy squirted 2 or 3 pretty strong jets of cum all over his cock. I completely lost control, writhing around on my bed, my legs shaking wildly as I experienced one of the most intense waves of pleasure I have ever felt flow through my body.
Oh my god, imagine. He's like, oh my god, calm down.
I know, she's just rolling around her bed.
And he's like, chill, girl.
He's like, it's cool, it's cool. I'm gonna go now. After that, it was like I could not stop myself from coming. I couldn't stop myself from squirting either. I was a mess. I just kept coming over and over. My pussy was squirting small jits of my cum with pretty much every thrust when I was having an orgasm. It was like I would come for 30 seconds, coming all over him as he kept thrusting into me. And then it would subside for maybe 30 seconds or a minute and then straight back to coming again. My mind was almost completely blank, only for the pleasure which consumed everything inside me. At one point, he had me in this carry fuck position, like holding me up against himself and thrusting up into me. Another thing I have never experienced. I wasn't even trying to be sexy anymore. My body just kept reacting without asking my permission. Then he laid me on the bed and put me into a mating press. He had my legs folded up and his body pressed down against mine. It felt so good. What is that though? Like, are you on your belly?
I think you're on your back and then your legs are folded up and then he's like laying on top.
Oh, yeah, it would for sure squirt.
Yeah, she's a gusher, gushing geyser.
A gusher.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get a new mattress tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna be musty. There were a few moments where I was coming so hard that my muscles would tense up and kind of push his cock out of me completely. And every time that happened, I squirted again, hard like the first one. It was crazy. He barely commented on it. Like, this happens with every girl he's been with. Just slid back in it like it was nothing and kept going. I know this is dumb, but in that moment, it was the best sex I ever had with a man. His cock felt so unbelievably good inside me. I just wanted to feel him bare inside me, and I wanted to feel him come inside me. I asked him to stop for a second. I reached down between my legs to hold his cock. Can I take it off? When he nodded, I pulled it off and positioned him so he could push back inside me. I wasn't thinking, not at all. I wasn't in my head anymore. I was just moaning and quivering, losing control to the insatiable lust burning inside me. He kept fucking me unbelievably hard, like he knew I could take it. And I did just keep taking it, legs shaking, hands gripping the sheets, body clenching and squirting over and over. I couldn't speak. I couldn't think. I just moaned, loud, desperate, messy moans. He wouldn't stop to let me catch my breath either. I'd just finished coming hard, trying to catch my breath, but he didn't stop. He kept thrusting, kept holding my hips in place as my body shuddered and squirted again. I felt so helpless in that way. I didn't want control. I wanted to be used. I wanted to be ruined. Coming over and over again like that sounds like a little stressful to me.
Yeah, if you just can't stop. And on top of just coming, you're squirting too. And he's just getting like obliviated. He's dodging jets.
But he's like, this ain't nothing to me. I'll make every girl come like this. I honestly don't know how long the whole thing lasted. I just remember that by the end, I was a wreck, legs spread, soaked thighs, soaked stomach, and all the way up to my neck. Pussy twitching and swollen, barely able to move. My hair was stuck to my face. I was sweating. My chest was rising and falling so fast. And even then, part of me wanted more. I didn't want to come down. I just wanted to keep feeling like that forever. It was the most intense sex I'd ever had in my life up to that point. I still think about it sometimes when I'm touching myself, and the memory alone still gets me there.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
There's only two comments on this story, but they're both wild.
Mmm, so hot, baby. Fuck, let's DM sexy XOXO.
And then the other one is, who can make me squirt? I really want to come tonight. Kissy face.
Oh
Reddit.
My god.
Simmer down.
People on the internet are crazy.
And this next one comes from Striking Economist 753, and it's called Link Active, Letting Chat Control My Body is the Hottest Thing I've Ever Done.
Oh, this one sounded so cool.
And the tags are female 21, male 23, male 30, male 25, masturbation, body control, neural link, collective edging, squirting, streamer, exhibitionism, toys, November contest. So much squirt this episode.
I know.
It's a juicy one. Well, chat, it finally came, the new Neuralink 5000, which I know you've all been very excited to see me try out. How about giving your favorite streamer some love, huh? I brush a strand of dark hair behind my ear as a flood of messages crawls across my screen. Most of them, some variation of yes and the like. My community has been waiting for this day for a long time now, ever since I'd let it slip that I ordered one of the new units that are only available to the top tier of streamers at the moment. Are you ready for a little unboxing stream before we test this bad boy out? I wink into the camera, already seeing my viewer count growing steadily now that I'd updated my stream title to reflect what was about to happen. For those of you just joining, I just got my new neural patch. This is the newest model, which means that not only can you connect your own patches to mine to feel what I'm feeling, but you can also control my body via the patch, as long as you have the app downloaded to your device. I've pinned a link in chat if you want to join my community. Oh my god.
Yeah, chat.
I flash the camera a smile as I hold up the box for the Neuralink 5000. Now, before we get to the unboxing, it's a little hot in here with all these lights on, so I'm just going to get into something a little more comfortable, okay? I grin as another massive wave of messages crawls across the screen. I stand up, making sure that everyone can see my chest as I start to pull off the tight sweater I'd been wearing. Though it covered much of my upper body, it was form-fitting enough that it didn't leave much to the imagination. Even so, I can hear the soft ding of donations coming in as I pull it over my head, weighing my hips as I do. I can feel my excitement building as the audience grows, and if the chat could see through my pants, they'd see that my pussy is already starting to get a little wet just from the thought of what's about to happen. That's better, isn't it? I wink at them as I toss the sweater aside, adjusting my breasts in the black lacy bra I'd been wearing under the sweater. What about the pants? I see one comment fly past and I pin it to the interface for a moment in order to answer.
Take your pants off.
Take your pants off. Show us your pussy. Oh, you want to get me to take my pants off too? Sexy_darkside_lover. Great name, by the way. I always appreciate those of you who support me with your usernames. But I'm leaving the pants on, just for now though, because I imagine that one of you out there wants to be the one that makes me take them off once we get this new patch on, I toss a smile to the camera as I turn around, bending over shamelessly to pick up the Neuralink package from my desk, and giving the now more than 10,000 viewers an up-close and personal view of my ass in my tight jeans as I do it. After all, I want them to be excited about the chance to be the one to make me take them off. All right, let's see what we've got here. Let's just pop it open. I hold the box in my lap and start pulling out the contents. Instructions, don't need those. Same girl.
Oh.
A charger. Fortunately, we can charge it as we go. And, ha, there she is. I hold up a thin square about an inch long on every side and crisscrossed with wires and electrodes. Isn't she pretty? This little thing is going to be my new favorite toy. I can already tell. And I bet it's going to be a lot of your favorite toys, too. Or maybe we should say that it's going to make me your favorite toy. The chat is going by too fast to see now. But from the number of donations coming in, I can tell they're excited in a way that I haven't seen since the very first time I put on the first neural patch and shared with them the sensation of having an orgasm in my body. Now, not only do they get to experience that, they get to be the ones that direct me on how to do it. Chat, I'm so excited to get started. I already made my account last night and set everything up, so my access codes are ready to go. And yes, I did set up the safe word function too, so don't any of you try to go too crazy, okay? But I am excited to see what you naughty, naughty people come up with for me to do. I give the camera another wink as a bunch of laughing emojis dart by, mixing in with an equal number of fire emojis. The safe word function will let me end the neural connection by repeating a single word again and again in my mind, which will be important once I give over control of my body to strangers on the internet. Yeah, that is important.
Yeah, that I feel like that's almost dangerous.
Very.
Or it could be.
Okay, time to take the old patch off. Phew, that tickles. I feel my nipples harden beneath the bra as I peel the older neural patch away from the back of my neck. Wow, did it get chilly in there? Or are you just really excited? A disembodied voice reads out the special sending, accompanied by the username of the account who paid to have it read. Ha, you all can see that, huh? Well, giggling_fucktoy. What a username. I guess you could say I'm hoping that this is only the start of what's to come. Now, let's get this new one on. I close my eyes as I pull my arms behind my head, feeling for the neural connector embedded just below my skull. Embedded? What do you mean?
What the fuck? That's insane.
Yeah. I'd had the port installed 2 years ago when I'd first started to take off as a streamer, but today marked a whole new world of potential. My chest wobbles as I feel around blindly, trying to match the new patch with the port, and I can only imagine the view that Chad is getting of my tits in the tight bra. From the steady sound of donations rolling in, the visual is quite appealing. Oh, there it goes. My arm breaks out in goosebumps as I finally match the port with the plug, and suddenly, my brain feels more alive again. All my nerves heighten slightly. I giggle a little, unable to hold in all the sensations coursing through me. New patch bliss, let's go! I open my eyes a little to see who sent the message. It's one of my regulars, one of the chatters who'd been here since day one. You got that right, wild thing. Holy fuck, that feels good. Wow, I can already tell you this is going to be insane. My pussy is pulsing with anticipation in time with my heartbeat as the feeling of the new neural patch settles over me like a second skin. My body feels better than ever, and even just sitting in my chair, I can feel everything so much more intensely. The soft breeze from the fan I have set up, to the smooth fabric of the chair pressed against my back and legs, to the warmth of the lights I'm sitting under. It all makes my nerves fire off little bursts of pleasure that go straight to my brain and get turned into pure lust. This is going to be a stream they'll never forget. Phew. Okay, let me just fire up the protocols. There are over 20,000 people watching me now as I open the connection to the neural link on my computer. That kind of audience always makes my skin prickle with anticipation. And the fact that it was them that would be running the show this time was something out of a fantasy of mine. Only now, it was real. 20,000 people is absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, for a stream, yeah, that's a lot of people. And then I also feel like having 20,000 people able to like have control over your body. Scary, yeah. scary.
While everything's connecting, let's review the toys you have to use with me if you're one of the folks who gets to hook into my Neuralink. I reach behind the monitor and grab my box of sex toys, pulling them out one at a time. We've got your standard dildo, a butt plug, some nipple clamps, a bullet vibe, a bigger dildo, and of course, the all-important lube. Don't forget to use that as needed. There you go, Riley. There's your lube.
Thank you.
I line up my treasures on the desk at the edge of the frame so everyone can see them. A chime alerts me that my neural patch has linked with my computer system. And voila, it looks like we're ready to go. So, here's how this works, chat. You've heard of 7 minutes in heaven, right? Well, for tonight only, it's 7 minutes as heaven. Heaven, of course, being me. That's right, if you're the winning bid, you have 7 minutes to have me do whatever you want. And so, without further ado, let's get started. My blood races and my skin prickles with excitement as I watch the bidding to be the first person to control my Neuralink take off. Knowing that thousands of people aren't just watching, but are also linking to my app with their own devices so that whatever I feel, they will too. As the dollar figure climbs higher, my breath catches. It's a lot of money. But honestly, with how turned on I am by the whole thing, I could see myself doing this for free, just for the thrill of it, especially down the line.
No.
How much money? I'm gonna say like 7 figures.
For one stream?
For one stream, 7 figures.
No way.
20,000 viewers, and the highest donation gets to control her. And there's some fucking weirdos that are bidding.
That's
like
true.
$10,000.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I still feel like 7 figures, that's a lot. But it could be.
Maybe we'll get a dollar amount.
I fucking hope so. I would love that.
The thought of that, of having days where I just turn my body over to the mass of chatters in my stream, is both exciting and a little terrifying. But the fear somehow makes it even more enticing, wondering what they'd have me do. The timer has less than 5 seconds left and a flurry of last-second bids come in. But ultimately, there can only be one winner. A name is displayed prominently on my screen. Congratulations, reckless_heart. Mods, make sure they get the first to control dark side flare, and I'm beaming you to use the authorization codes now. Your 7 minutes starts as soon as you connect. I have time to glance to the chat and see it flying by before my head suddenly swings back to the camera, no longer under my control. I have a brief moment of panic at the sensation, followed by an even stronger feeling of arousal. My breathing gets a little quicker as I feel myself stand up from the chair, my chest and stomach now in frame for the camera. It's undeniably weird to have someone else controlling your body, but something about giving up control has always turned me on, and this seems like the perfect way to do it. My thoughts race as my body moves without their input.
I feel like that would feel so weird.
Yeah, just to have your body move and you don't know what it's gonna do.
Yeah, oh my god.
Watch someone be like, grab a gun, shoot yourself. My hands move behind my back, unhooking my bra with fumbling motions. I don't know if it's because reckless underscore heart is a man and simply doesn't know how bras work all that well, or if it's just awkward to control me. Either way, it takes a few seconds for the clasp to come undone, but when it does, they waste no time in having me toss the bra aside, revealing my perky tits to the world. A flurry of special sendings play one after the other, all of them cheering my sudden nakedness. My cheeks flush a little at how hot it is. I'd done all sorts of things on camera before, of course, but always under my own control. This was something entirely different. Before I can continue the thought, my right hand raises and takes hold of my left nipple, squeezing it gently between my index finger and thumb and rubbing them back and forth. I let out an involuntary groan as the sensations travel from my chest directly to my pussy, fueling the throbbing that has been building ever since I unboxed this new neural patch. Fuck yes, another sending sounds from my speakers. Make her rub those perfect tits. Yes, I think. God, this feels good. You're just touching your nipples, no biggie.
Nothing crazy.
But my hand is falling away already, grabbing the nipple clamps and attaching them one at a time, tightening them to a perfect mix of pleasure and pain. With the neural link established, anyone with a patch can feel what I'm feeling, and so everyone watching knows how much I'm enjoying this. Now finished putting the clamps on, my hand cups my breast to bounce it in my palm once, before moving to join my left hand at my waist, where after another few seconds of fumbling, the button holding my jeans closed comes undone. The zipper follows suit, and my hand moves to my hips, which sway seductively as I start to pull down the jeans, turning as I do so that my ass faces the camera once more. I can't see the reaction, but I know from experience that they love a strip tease, and whoever reckless underscore heart is, they seem to know it too, because my butt wiggles back and forth for almost a minute as my tight jeans come down inch by inch, revealing the lacy black thong that matches the bra I've already taken off me. Once they are past the curve of my ass, things speed up a little, and I feel myself stepping out of my jeans, kicking them away so they're not underfoot, and then bending over once more. Are you going to take everything off? I tease, wondering if I'm about to be naked already. In answer, my hands move to my hips again, thumbs hooking into the fabric of the thong and simply pulling to either side, snapping the waistband and letting the tattered fabric fall away. Hey, that was expensive, but fucking hot. Holy shit. Whatever annoyance I might have felt at the ruined underwear is quickly drowned out by a flood of arousal that centers on my now naked pussy, which is directly facing my camera. I'm not done yet, though. My hands move back to my ass, spreading my cheeks wide to give everyone watching a detailed look at my pussy and asshole both. Oh my gosh.
Look at my little hole.
Both of them. Honestly, I couldn't have paid for a better first possession. I find myself thinking as my fingers part my tight purple outer lips to show the bright pink inside of my pussy before moving up to my asshole and spreading it open as well. Purple outer lips? Oh. My hips are moving the entire time, continuing my seductive dance from before, and when I feel myself being guided to turn around again, I see a whole slew of new donations and comments. The 7 minutes are almost up by now, and reckless underscore heart seems to know it as well, because suddenly my hands jerk to a new position. One returns to my breast, pinching my nipple harder this time, while the other moves between my legs, my middle finger sliding along the wet slit of my pussy. For the first time ever, someone else controls my hand and directs it to finger me as I stand there in front of a camera. More than 30,000 people are watching now, and they all see my pussy lips part to take in a single finger. 30,000 people
are seeing your bare puss. Power to you, girl. She's getting paid.
Holy fuck, that feels good. Another special sending comes through, and I'm reminded of the thousands of viewers who are also connected to the neural feedback through my link, feeling everything I feel as it happens. Yeah, it does, shameless underscore whore 27. Oh, that feels really good. The timer runs out, and suddenly my body is my own again. I don't want to stop fingering myself, though, so I reset the bid with one hand, setting the timer for only 30 seconds this time. I need to keep going. I close my eyes, continuing to finger myself as the bids roll in again. Soon enough, I feel the Neuralink buzz and my hand moves away from my clit. I whine as the sensation disappears, my pussy protesting at the sudden loss. Can't have you coming yet, a special sending informs me, and I see out of the corner of my eye that someone named Ultimate underscore Dom has just taken over my body. Oh no, scary.
Oh, what's he gonna do?
A shiver tries to run down my spine, but with the Neuralink active, I only feel it in my mind. My body belongs to them right now. My hand reaches out, grabbing a smaller of my two dildos and the bullet vibe. I feel my mouth open as the dildo is guided between my lips, becoming quickly coated with my saliva as my other hand flicks the power switch on the vibe, returning it to my clit. My room fills with the sound of the dildo in my mouth as I fuck myself with it, my body controlled by someone I don't even know. Part of me wonders if I do know them. It could be anyone, really. A a former classmate, an old boss, one of my friends. That thought, combined with the vibe on my clit, makes me moan even louder as I feel myself close to coming once more, only to be denied again as the vibe is pulled away, leaving only the wet noises of my mouth around the dildo. Holy fuck. Someone, I can't see the name with the dildo in my mouth, sends through the program. This is intense. Mm-hmm. I groan around the silicone in my throat, scarcely able to breathe for needing to come so bad. Finally, the dildo is removed, now glistening with my spit, and my arm is guided to bring it between my legs and rub it across my slit a few times, sending another shockwave of pleasure through me. I whimper, needing to have something inside me, but thankfully, Ultimate underscore Dom takes pity on me, slowly inserting the silicone cock into my eager pussy. But the relief is short-lived. He, because it must be a man to torture me like this, moves the dildo so slowly in and out of me that it becomes an excruciating pleasure, enough to keep me always on the brink of coming, but never quite enough to tip me over the edge. Sweat breaks out across my skin as I am brought to the verge of orgasm over and over under his control. Out of the corner of my eye, I see the chat going feral, begging for the person controlling me to let me and let them orgasm. But the timer ticks down, and when the 7 minutes are up, I'm still riding the edge. There's a part of me that wants to finish myself right now, to bring myself to the massive orgasm that I need. But another part of me, the part of me that wants to try this new Neuralink in the first place, wants them to make me come. I want someone to force me to orgasm, not to have to do it myself. My fingers are shaking as I reset the timer once more, continuing to pleasure myself at the same time as Ultimate underscore Dom had. The app chimes, informing me that a new controller has been chosen, and my hand freezes in place, unable to even keep edging myself now. Fuck, I've been wanting to do this for a long time. Something about the sending makes me glance over to the name, and I see that it's Wild Thing, one of my oldest and most dedicated followers. My blood ignites as he, and this time I am certain it's a man because Wild Thing and I have chatted privately more than once, starts to control my body. Please, I beg him to let me come, to let me enjoy this with him and everyone who is linked to me. Not yet. You need to be full first.
Full of what?
Full of dildo.
Oh, right.
Leaving the dildo inside me, he has me reach over for the butt plug and lube, quickly popping the cap on the latter to coat the former. I watch myself hold up the plug to the camera before I stand, turning around once more and spreading my ass with one hand as the other comes around to put the plug at the entrance to my tight ass. Oh fuck, I groan as it slides inside me, feeling my ass stretching to accommodate it, loving how it feels bigger than usual because of the dildo that my pussy is still clenching inside me. I am turned around. My legs feel like jelly as Wild Thing guides me back to my chair, leaning me back and putting my feet up on my desk so that everyone can see my pussy front and center. He has me grab the bullet vibe again, turning it on and applying it to my clit once more, rubbing it in small circles around the sensitive pearl. Holy shit, you've watched streams. You know how I like it. A private message pings on my monitor from him. I've watched you do this to yourself so many times, always imagining it was me. Now it really is. Relax and let me show you how good I can make you feel. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. The words come pouring out of me as he starts to move the dildo again too now, using my hands in tandem to both caress my clit with the vibrator and fuck my pussy with the dildo. I feel it brushing against the plug in my ass with each stroke, my sensitive inner walls made even more so by the feeling of fullness in both my holes. It's not long before my legs are trembling uncontrollably. No amount of Neuralink can stop what's happening to me now. I feel my body reach the edge of my climax once more, but this time it feels different. Where before it felt like a wave that was about to crash over me, now it feels like standing on a high cliff, looking out into the unknown.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What's that mean, to come like that? Yeah, what the fuck?
I've never come with someone else controlling it, and now that I'm on the brink of doing so, my mind is full of anticipation. Please, holy fuck, please let us come. Someone, again, I don't know who, speaks for us all, begging Wild Thing to endure this torture, to let me and everyone connected to me finally reach the climax that's been building for so long now. I just want to say, I love you all. This community's the best. Now sit back and enjoy. Wild Thing's message plays over the speakers as the hand he's using to control the dildo starts to move faster now, really fucking me. And at the same time, the fingers clasping the vibe moves so that it's buzzing directly on my clit, overwhelming me with both sensations at once. I leap out into the unknown, screaming my pleasure so loudly that it'll be a miracle if someone doesn't call the police. All over the world, I know thousands of others are crying out with me. Their bodies feeling the same thing that I do as Wild Thing gives us all what we've been wanting. My legs shake with the fullness, and then again with a release as I squirt all over my camera, dousing it with my arousal as the orgasm rips through me like wildfire. I lose track of time, my mind shattering into a million pieces. When I come back to myself, it is to the distant sound of sending after sending being read out over the speakers, all of them saying the same thing I'm thinking. Holy fuck, that was insane. As well as, holy fuck, let's do that again. I take my shaking legs off the desk, belatedly realizing that Wild Thing's time must have run out as I orgasmed and mentally making a note to make it up to him somehow. I force myself to sit up, still breathing heavily, and notice my flushed face in the camera coated in a thin sheen of sweat. I glance to the only toy that hasn't been used yet, the larger of my two dildos, making another mental note to buy more things to play with on stream, because this is feeling so good that I don't want to do anything else now. Okay, I gasp, biting my lip as I look into the camera. 3 minute break for everyone to get some water, and then we're going again, and again, and again. It's going to be a long stream, but somehow, I don't think anyone's going to mind. The end.
Oh my god.
Wow. What a contraption.
Wild. And this next one comes from Throwaway Buddy 12345, and the title is Tasting Your Sweet Juices. And the tags are male 29, female 18 and older, first person, intimacy, oral.
First person.
Oh, it's kind of scary. That's like when they're talking like
you're there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I picked this one because it sounded really cringy.
Yeah, it is. I can't wait to taste you, baby. I've been thinking about it all day. Imagining the sweet flavor of your juices on my tongue. I watch you squirm beneath me, your naked body writhing on the bed, your eyes pleading with me to give you what you need. This sounds like you've captured her.
You're him.
Stop. I start at your ankles, running my hands up your legs, tracing the curves of your calves, your thighs. I can smell your arousal, the sweet musky scent making my mouth water. I push your legs apart, opening you up for me, revealing your pretty pink pussy. I lean in, running my nose up your slit, inhaling deeply. You moan, your hips bucking, your hands fisting in my hair. I grin, my tongue darting out, tasting you for the first time. You're sweet, baby, like honey and sugar with a hint of spice. I groan, my tongue delves in deep, lapping at your folds, gathering your juices on my tongue. I start at your entrance, circling my tongue around your hole, teasing you, making you moan and squirm. I move up, flattening my tongue, licking you from bottom to top, slow and deliberate, from rooter to tooter. Ew. I do this over and over, teasing you, tasting you, making you crazy and needy, making you desperate for me. I then switch my focus to your clit, flicking my tongue over the hard nub, making you gasp and moan. I suck it into my mouth, rolling it between my lips, my tongue dancing over it, your hips buck, your hands pulling me closer, grinding your pussy against my face. I groan, my hands moving to grip your thighs, spreading you wider, opening you up for me. I dive in, my tongue delving deep. I start licking, no, fucking you with my tongue. I can feel your juices seeping into my beard, coating my chin, my neck, making me sticky, slippery mess. Oh. My beard.
Not Riley's beard.
Ew. Sorry. I can see the person that wrote it commented on it and said, I hope you enjoyed, baby girl. Message me so we can get on to round two.
No.
I'm calling the police. I want you to come for me, baby. I want to feel you come on my tongue, to taste your sweet juices as you fall apart beneath me. I focus on your clit, sucking and licking, my fingers moving to your entrance, teasing you, circling your hole. With a cry, you come, your pussy clenching around my fingers, your juices flooding my mouth. I lap it up, groaning at the sweet taste of you, the amazing flavor that is your cum. I keep licking, keep sucking, until you're a quivering, dripping mess beneath me. I pull back, my face coated in your juices, my tongue swirling around my lips, savoring every drop of you. You're delicious, baby, like the sweetest dessert, the most decadent treat. I crawl up your body, my cock hard and aching, ready to sink into your hot, wet pussy. I lean in, my lips pressing against yours, letting you taste yourself on my tongue. You moan, your hips bucking, your pussy grinding against my cock, needing me to fill you. That's why I have a cock.
And a beard.
Yeah, I do. I grin, my hands moving to grip your hips, holding you still. Ready for round two, baby? I growl. Ready for round two, baby? My voice low and rough.
Ew.
You nod. Your eyes wide. Your lips wide. Ready for whatever I've planned. I grin and push my cock inside you, filling you up, making you mine. The end. Don't ever make me read a first person one again. I didn't like that.
I'm just picturing the guy on TikTok that's always like, hello, princess.
Yes. His feet are always like clapping in the back. He's laying on his stomach.
Yeah, that's who wrote this. I know it.
I know it. Just can't prove it.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. And if you want to hear us like every week, go on over to Patreon.
Yeah.
Do it.